Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Shabbos, Parshas Vayera, week number 4. A learning should be so for Shlimit for Brachos Birkat Kabatia. Davenach Marcha Feres Simcha. Also, my grandma's Dartzeit, which was Motzei Shabbos. Yehudas Bas Yosef Levi. The first two ideas come to us from Rav Moshe of Kabrin. The first idea he talks about the words that we say Lechadori. Shama Vazocha B'Dibar Achad. That we heard and we said Shama Vazocha B'Dibar Achad. That we heard guard Shabbos and to remember Shabbos in one order in a one utterance. Says the Moshe Kabrin. What does this mean? It means that everything that comes out of our mouth, that everything that comes out of our mouth, everything we guard, everything we say, it's b'dibor echa, we're thinking about the Rabbon Hashem. Shom of a zachar, b'dibor echa. Everything we guard, everything we see, everything we speak or say or utter, it's b'dibor echa. It's all about the Rabbon Hashem. It's reminding me of Ramban. Ramban says that Shomar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshu refers to Mitzvah Salos HaSeh, which refers to Yiras Hashem. And Avas Hashem is Zachar Yisrael Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshu. We know that Asi is Dochalos Asay, that Ava beats Ayira, it's not for now. It says Ramosh Gabrin, Shamazach B'dibor Echa, that everything that comes out of our mouth, that we see, we do, we act, is Echa Miyucha, it's for the Rabbon Hashem. The second idea comes to us from Ramosh Gabrin as well. We say, Kel Adon al Kalmasim Baruch B'Bruch B'Fi Kal Neshama. Rabbon Hashem, you're the master, the creator of the world, who blesses everything with in the entire soul. We have everything from the Rabbon Hashem. Says Ramosh Gabrin, a beautiful idea. He says, when a Jew feels, Kel Adon HaKol Ma'asim, he feels like the Rabbon Hashem is in his life, that wherever he goes, he thinks of the Rabbon Hashem. He says the Rabbon Hashem is here and he's everywhere. Then, Baruch HaMavarach HaTikol HaNeshama, then, he's going to be zochah to be able to sing out to the Rabbon Hashem and feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by his side. When the Rabbon Hashem sees that a person feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life, then Baruch HaMavarach HaTikol HaNeshama, then he's always going to do whatever he needs for you. But first, we have to take the first step. Kel Adon HaKol Ma'asim, when you make the Rabbon Hashem part of your life, everything that you do, then Baruch Mevrach V'Hikol Neshama, then you'll be Zocha to be able to sing out to the Bosham. Beautiful two ideas, Rav Moshe Kabrin. The next two ideas are actually based off of Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos tells us in Beis Amin Alf, Tana Rabbanon, someone who visits the sick on Shabbos should say, it's Shabbos, when we're not allowed to daven, we're not allowed to cry out, healing is soon to come. Kruva Krova Lovo. Rav Meir says, it's within our Shabbos that you'll be granted mercy. What does this mean? It's in within the Shabbos power, you'll be granted mercy. Says Rashi, that if you honor Shabbos by not becoming distressed about the chola. So there's an Indian of not thinking about the chola, not dialing for the chola. Why? Because we're afraid you might become distressed. And not being worried about the chola, not dialing for the chola, will actually help them out of refuah. Says the Marsha, we say in the Misha Berach, we say, Ufura Krov Alavo, that healing should come soon. Isn't that a tefillah? So he says, no. It's not a tefillah, it's a statement of faith. It's a statement of faith. Rufu Krova Lovo. It's not a tefillah, but it's a statement of faith, it's a statement of fact. But we believe that fully, that at the end of the day, this will happen. That through the Shabbos Kodesh, through not being worried about Shabbos, through not being worried about different things on Shabbos, that'll dafka bring the Yeshua. How many, we don't have to think about a chola, just putting the business aside, say now it's Shabbos Kodesh, that itself brings Yeshua, that itself brings incredible salvation. Rav Simcha Bono Pshitzcha offered a mushal explaining this Gemara for our fourth idea. He said there was a father who had two sons whom he provided every physical need. One son lived with the father and he had his table. This son never needed to ask for anything, as his father could always see firsthand just what he needed. But the other son did not live with his father, and when he needed something, he had a call, he had a text, he had an email his father and put forth his request. Says Rav Simcha Bono, the closeness between Hashem and his people is davka felt on Shabbos Kodesh, where a father knows his children, the children are at his table. We're all like the first son. We're at his table. He knows what we need. We don't have to request because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows it. Therefore, while we do not cry out for the sick, while we do cry out for the sick during the week, we don't cry out on Shabbos because we're like the first son. The first son of Kadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what we need. Beautiful idea to have menuchas and nefesh, even when things are going wrong. On Shabbos, we say we put it aside. It's a statement of faith, says the Marsha, Simcha Bono. It says, like the first son, we know that everything's in the Rabbono Shem's hands. Finally, the fifth and final idea comes to us from Rav Ari Kaplan. So Rav Ari Kaplan writes on the essence of Menucha v'Shabbos, Menucha v'Simcha ala Yehudim, that Shabbos is a day of light for Klal Yisrael. Says Rav Ari Kaplan, I remember once spending Shabbos with a poor man, working man, Williamsburg. He was a simple but righteous man who did not have very much in the way of worldly goods. Seeing his cramped, dready apartment, you'd be apt to have pity on him. But the Shabbos table, the man sat like a king. And he made a remark that has remained with me all these years. I pity people who don't keep Shabbos. I really pity them. They don't know what they are missing. They have no idea at all. Besides leaving the whole entire week behind you, leaving the physical world behind you, the spiritual ecstasy of what Shabbos Kodesh is, to feel the spiritualness that we feel in Shal Shudas, where a Jew feels the Lechadori, you feel in Shabbos Kodesh, is Mamish Olam Haba. Shabbos Menuch Al Chai Olam, it's a taste of Olam Haba. Let's just review these five ideas. The first idea was Semer Moshe, we commend Shama Vazacha B'Dibar Echa, that everything we say, we do. Shama Vazacha, everything we guard, we see, we remember. Sefcha B'Dibar Echa, that everything's to try to be Meyachad, a Chodesh Baruch Hu's name. The second idea was Moshe, Kabrin, Kel Adon Al Kol Masim. When a Jew feels like the Rabbon Hashem is in charge of his life, then Baruch Mervach B'Vikol Hashem. Then he's zochet to have all the blessings, able to bless the Rabbon Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu zochet will bless him as well. The third and fourth idea is the Gemara on Shabbos, about davening on Shabbos for Chula. The Marsha says, no, Shabbos Yikarova is not a tefillah of Shabbos Yikarova, lovo, that soon that Yeshua will come is a statement of fact. To be able to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafko will bring Yeshua. Simcha Bana gives the mashal that a kid who doesn't have to reach out to his father because the father knows what he needs. That's exactly what Shabbos is. We don't have to ask for anything on Shabbos because our father knows what we need. The fifth and final idea, Rari Kaplan said that Jews said he pities the people who don't know the Kedusha of Shabbos, the holiness and the pinimus of Shabbos. We should be zocha to continue to learn about Shabbos. The more we learn about it, the more Be'ez Hashem will become to inspire Be'ez Hashem and have a beautiful Shabbos.